Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammonds, and joining me down the line is James Hughes from GKFX. James, thanks for being with us today. So we saw last night, of course, the Fed has hiked rates for the second time since 2008. How are markets reacting?
Well, there's a bit of negativity initially first thing this morning and from last night's movements in equity markets as well. We've seen downside equity markets and we've seen upside US dollar, which obviously is when you do get a rate hike, that is the natural economic reaction to equity markets and to the currency of that country. But it wasn't necessarily like that we expected it to be perfectly honest. I think that we expected the rate hike, of course, the probabilities were looking at almost 95 to 98%, depending on where you looked on that rate hike. But it was more the guidance that Janet Yellen put through on further rate hikes, which was the real focus, which is why we've got a little bit more of the downside today. Of course, she said that there could be three rate hikes in 2017 and then followed by a number of rate hikes in 2018 and 2019. So the fact that we've had such clear guidance put out by Janet Yellen has driven markets lower. But of course, we have to look at this guidance with a pinch of salt, yeah, because it was only this time last year that Janet Yellen said we'd see four rate hikes in 2016 and we've only had the one.
Yeah, exactly. That was good. Well, my next thing, I mean, Janet Yellen, as you said four rate hikes for 2016. So are people actually taking this seriously, what she says for the coming year?
Well, I think, of course, you have to take it seriously, because if all economic conditions stayed the same and the economy stayed the same, that is what we would get. However, the one thing that we do know is that the economy won't stay the same and the economic conditions won't stay the same. So that's why we tend to get a change in how these things look and what the outlook usually is. Now, one key thing for Janet Yellen and the Fed usually, and she's been very key to this year, is that she very much looks at how market reactions are really dominated by central banks. And of course, we've seen such big movements and such huge geopolitical like situations this year, which have moved markets so aggressively. And Janet Yellen always takes those into account. Now, if you look to 2017, we've got a new Donald Trump presidency in the US. We've got elections in France. We've got elections in Germany. We've got Brexit and all the headlines that come around that. So there is real potential for some very big movements in the market next year. And if those big market movements are big enough, it could very easily derail what Janet Yellen's talking about in terms of interest rate hikes.
I'm moving over to this side of the pond now, and the Bank of England are meeting today. Do you think we'll see similar activity here, or is that unlikely?
I think it is unlikely. Unfortunately, we won't see the fireworks that we saw from last night. But I think, obviously, it's always important to keep an eye on what the Bank of England are doing. We've seen some movements in the pound. We've got quite a lot of economic data coming out today before that interest rate decision as well. So I think it's important to keep an eye on the UK data as a whole. One key area that we're looking at today, in fact, is the retail sales. And the retail sales is actually a pretty key barometer in how the economy is performing, because it doesn't only show you obviously how the retailers are performing, but what it does show you is it shows you how the general public are reacting, what sort of confidence they have in the economy, because it shows you what they're doing when they put their hand in their pocket. So the retail sales is a very important number for today. So it'd be interesting to see how that comes out today as well.
So finally, going into the Christmas period, anything that's catching your eye in markets?
I think it's going to be that 20,000 level in the Dow Jones. I think that's the one that everyone's really focusing on in the next week and a half or so. Yesterday, we expected to maybe see a brief foray above that 20,000 level before coming back lower again, but we didn't quite reach it. So it's going to be interesting to see if the rally, almost the Donald Trump rally, can regather itself and move higher again throughout the rest of this week and next week, or whether we actually start to see a bit of downside. Because the worrying point was that we've been rallying in these equity markets in the US without really much substance behind them. So when that finally does turn around and come lower, the downside could be quite overly extended. And it just seems it's yet to be seen whether we are now at that tipping point or we've got a few more legs to go. And if we have, it's that 20,000 level that's going to be the target.
James, thank you. James Hughes there from GKFX.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.